From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. President Barack Obama says he had productive talks with his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin on Syria, but the two leaders were unable to reach a ceasefire agreement that would allow for more humanitarian aid into the country.
We have had some productive conversations about what a real cessation of hostilities would look like that would allow us both, the United States and Russia, to focus our attention on common enemies like ISIL and Nusra.
Both leaders have instructed their top diplomats to continue working for an agreement. Mr. Obama spoke Monday at a news conference at the close of the Group of 20 Nations Leaders Summit in Hangzhou, China. He said he told Mr. Putin U.S. sanctions will remain on Russia until the Minsk ceasefire for Ukraine is implemented. President Obama is seeking to reassure nations in Southeast Asia that the U.S. is firmly committed to its rebalance to the region. He will be attending the Association of Southeast Asian Nations Summit and the East Asian Summit in Laos, where he will seek to further deepen ties with and increase America's influence in the region. A string of explosions Monday in Syria killed at least 48 people and wounded dozens. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility. Japan is denouncing North Korea's firing of three ballistic missiles into the Sea of Japan Monday. South Korea's chief of staff has identified them as Rodong missiles, which have a range of 1,000 kilometers. Japan's defense ministry says the rockets fell into its exclusive economic zone in the region, which is known in Korea as the East Sea. This is VOA News.